You're now entering the Hornet's Nest.
Kick ass.
WRGW 106.1.
Sweet lick.
Connecticut's number one independent radio station.
Now that's rock and roll. WRGW 106.1. Welcome to the Hornet's Nest, the only home for rock and roll in Southern Connecticut, in Connecticut, in the United States, in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Rock and roll, baby, rock and roll lives here in the Hornet's Nest with me, the Doctor of Rock, Dr. Hornet. Welcome, Hornet Nation. It's rock and roll time. You sick of that corporate stuff? You're tired of that trash on every other station, every other show? Well, don't worry about it. It's rock and roll time. This is the real deal. This is the Hornet's Nest. You are live with Dr. Hornet, WRGW. Folks, welcome. It's rock and roll time. You know what time it is. Folks, you're in the Hornet's Nest. Welcome for the next hour. It's myself, Dr. Hornet, the Doctor of Rock. I'm going to be your host, playing some great rock and roll tracks, deep stuff, the real stuff, real rock and roll. This is where rock and roll lives. It's going to be great. Now, if you don't know if you don't know who I am, I'm Dr. Hornet, the Doctor of Rock. Been doing this. I've been the rock and roll guy my whole life, and I am the host of the Hornet's Nest. I'm here to bring it to you. I was a supervillain as well for 25 years. You might know me from that. You might know me as the former ruler of the Hornet Nation from 2011 to 2012. I am that, but I'm really the rock and roll doctor. That's really what I'm all about. And we got a rock and roll show here. We're gonna be rocking and rolling for tonight. You know. I put on a little bit of an energetic front when we start the show, but I'll be frank with you. I'm not in the best of moods. I'm here with Dumblebee. Dumblebee, how are you? My call screener, sidekick, former sidekick, now call screener, associate producer, and a wizard. He's a real wizard and a great guy, and just a great guy. Like, let's be frank. Everyone loves Dumblebee. I love Dumblebee. Dumblebee, do you love yourself? That's the real question. Oh, of course he does. Good. That's a good thing to have. Self confidence. He's a great guy, but I am the Dumblebee. You know how I'm feeling. I'm not feeling very good. Got a little bit of a chip on my shoulder. And then this is what we're talking about. Because the other thing that you might know me as, hopefully, is the guy who runs the Dr. Hornet's Shabu Inn up north, up in northern Connecticut, up in Willimantic. I'm that guy. I'm the guy who runs the best rock and roll club of all time. It brought back the old Shabu Inn, who everyone thought was gone, and nobody thought the Shabu Inn was going to come back. It's back. I'm going to be a little bit frank. You know, I kind of was on the air last week telling you to come out to see the great act I put together, The Ventures and April Wine, this really great double bill, and didn't really pull the crowds. Did not pull the crowds. And we had, folks, we had Uriah Heep all week. I've been talking about this. We had Uriah Heep all week. And if that doesn't turn things around, if people don't come out to see Uriah Heep, I don't know what else. What do you want me to book? What do you want to see? I don't know what it is. People did not come out. There was just not the enthusiasm that was there. And I know that I've talked to my business partner, Jack Derringer, and we knew that things were going to run into a little bit of a snag. I know that after that initial push of enthusiasm, things kind of die down a little bit. But it's just not. It's not maintaining. I mean, it's admittedly frustrating. We've been losing. There have been a loss in sales. The sales have gone down really bad, I'd say, over the last few weeks. Just well, I don't want to say bad, but lower. Down across the board. Now, we did, and this is a Dumblebee, this was odd. We did have an outlier. That we did have a good week, and the reason we're doing well is mostly because of this past weekend that we had, when I say pretty well, I mean, we had sellout crowds. This is four shows over two nights. We had sellout crowds this weekend. This is why I was out of town this week. I had a thing. I'm not gonna get into it. I got some stuff to deal with. I got other irons in the fire that I don't always talk about on the show. Maybe we'll talk about it in a future show. We're not gonna talk about it now. I had to be out of town, and Jack, my business partner, co-owner of the club, he booked the bands. And I know that there maybe was a clerical error here, because I'm not familiar with these groups. These are not groups that I know as being the usual you know, rock and roll guys that I know. So they had a, let's see, a Dumblebee, I don't even know the name of this group, Sugar Ray? Sugar Ray. Okay. And this other group, and I want to make sure I'm saying this right, Dishwalla. Dumblebee knows the pronunciation. He's telling me it's Dishwalla. Interesting, he knows. All right, well, sold out. I mean, I don't know who these guys are, but they sold the place out. Jack sent me, I was away, Jack sent me a video of the crowd. They were, it was a young crowd, it was packed, they were singing along. And I was like, what is going on? This is my club. And it's like, these kids are all singing along to this band I've never heard of. What's going on here? This is weird. This is not what and now Jack told me, he's like, this is a one-off thing. He's like, it's a one-off thing. He's like, I knew it was going to bring in business and we're just doing it this one time. And I was like, all right, okay. None of this stuff with these bands I don't know about, fine. But no, let's not, I'm not going to dwell on that. Let's not dwell on the negative. I don't want to shame anyone for not coming. I just wanted to mention it, all right? Just come out. Come out, folks. We got some great stuff coming up, so please do that. But really, I just want to talk about the show tonight. Dumblebee, we got a really good show tonight. This is really exciting. I've been working on this one. You know, I put some work into this, and I think it's going to be a little different. We talk about this is a rock and roll show, of course. It's always going to be rock and roll in spirit. It will always be that. But I've been really curious about this guy, this author, by the name of J.R.R. Tolkien. Now, you probably, some of the rock and rollers out there may know who this guy is, might not know about this guy, so let me do a little bit of a refresh. He did the book called The Hobbit, you may have heard of this, and he did these Lord of the Rings books that are big amongst these folks. You know, I mean, they're popular. They came out back in the day, and they made some movies out of them. You hear about them all the time now. But back in the, you know, back in the 70s and the 80s, a lot of rock and rollers were really into these books, apparently, because they talk about them. They name their songs after them. There was a band in the 60s called Gandalf. I don't know if you knew this, Dumblebee. There was a band named Gandalf. Of course, the most obvious example is Led Zeppelin, of course, who reference all sorts of Lord of the Rings stuff. There's Rush, and there's Camel, there's Uriah Heep. One of my personal favorite groups, this group Marillion, who the rock and rollers might know out there, they're named after, what's this book? The Silmarillion. Silmarillion. And Tolkien wrote that. That's, I guess, another one. Is that like a sequel to Lord of the Rings? Right? I think it's a sequel. I think it's like the last one. So rock and rollers love this guy. Rock and rollers love this Tolkien guy. So I was like, I gotta get into this. You know, this is, you know. So I checked out some of these books from the local library, the New Haven Library. You know, love to support the library. Great. Not the biggest reading guy, but I like to support the library. And, you know, I've been kind of reading. I've been taking a little time with these books. It's, you know, it's interesting. It's a little overwhelming. It's a lot to unpack for. I got a pea brain, folks. I'll be honest with you. I got a pea brain. I'm not the best reader. So sometimes I read some of this stuff and it's like I'm reading Greek, you know? It's Dumblebee, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know what this guy is. There's a lot of languages. There's a lot of words that I don't know how to pronounce. There's elves and there's smaller folks and there's a lot of wizards. Dumblebee, a lot of wizards in this thing. This guy loves the wizards, and I think there's some language. I think he wrote some languages. I'm not entirely following it, but listen, these rock and rollers love it. So I booked this for a while. I've been in talks with who will be our in studio guest, folks. Now this guy, I'm so excited to have him in here. We're gonna talk to him. He is a professor of English literature at the University of New Haven, and he teaches science fiction and fantasy. And he's written a biography of this guy, this Tolkien guy. This what's the name of the book? It's called Rings and Things, The Story of J.R.R. Tolkien. Pretty good. Rings and Things, I like that. So now, if anyone can clear up this Middle Earth thing and how it relates to rock and roll, it's this guy. This guy has got to know. So let's kind of kick things off. We're going to kick things off with a Tolkien-themed rock and roll track from one of my favorite bands, Uriah Heep. Let's put this thing on. It's called The Wizard. Let's play it. Dumblebee, you're going to like this one. It's wizard-related. Let's kick it off, folks. Oh yeah. Great track. Wonderful. That's Uriah Heep, folks. The Wizard off Demons and Wizards from 1972. Great track. So that's just the tip of the iceberg, because that song is just we're just getting into it. So folks, I want you to call in. We're gonna have him in just a second. 203-555-2666. Please reach out. Give us a call if you want to talk about Tolkien. All right, so folks, I would like to introduce, folks, ladies and gentlemen, here he is in the studio. This is Professor Dan Emmons. Let's bring him in.
Hello.
Professor. Oh, Professor, hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being here. You got the microphone.
I did.
You got the cans.
You.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Dumblebee,
great.
Is everything good, Dumblebee? And great.
Thank you.
You comfortable? Hello. You need anything?
No, this is fantastic. Thank you so much.
Of course. Oh, listen, this is great for me. I'm very excited for this. Welcome to the Hornet. You're in the Hornet's Nest.
It's very nice.
You're in the you're part of the Hornet Nation now, so congratulations.
It's an honor.
Oh, great. Now listen, I want you here to tell us about this, because listen, this is a very important, it's important to me. Rock and roll is the most important part to me in my life. And these rock and rollers love this Tolkien thing. I'm kind of dipping my toes in. Mm-hmm. I'm interested, mm-hmm. but I you know it's new.
Yes.
I'm not really, like I said, I'm not a big reader. I'm not the biggest fantasy guy. It's just a whole lot for me.
Right.
So I want you, if you could do this, and for the listeners who are not familiar, I want what I guess you could call an elevator pitch for this. Tell the folks.
Sure.
Just what is this Tolkien thing about the Lord of the Rings, and what is the appeal for this guy?
Absolutely. Imagine, if you will, a work of literature that feels as researched as medievalist's thesis. It's as absorbing as some of the greatest illustrated manuscripts.
Okay.
It's a story that combines the majesty of Old English poetry with the electric thrill of a constructed language. And that, my dear doctor, is the Lord of the Rings. That is Tolkien.
All right.
Pretty exciting, right?
Sure. Good. Yeah. All right. Interesting. They're very good. Mr. Professor Emmons, I don't know if. I got a question for you. You've met Dumblebee, right? Have you met Dumblebee? You met him, our associate producer.
Yes,
yeah.
Very kind.
He's a. You know what he is, right?
I'm not.
He's a wizard.
Oh.
He is a real wizard.
Okay.
This is the real deal. Dumblebee, right? He's just like this, what's that guy? What's the guy's name? Gandalf. He's like the Gandalf.
Yes.
Gandalf. Yeah. He's the same. He's just like him.
I must admit up top, I don't really follow the drama of the superheroes and supervillains. That world doesn't really intersect with academia very much, so I kind of keep my distance.
All right. Well, okay. But you like wizards. I mean, this guy's a wizard. He's real. Dumblebee, can you do like some real magic for the professor? Can you do some He turned invisible. You can't even see him.
That's very very impressive, I suppose.
His headphones are just floating there. You see that? Look at that.
I'm looking.
Nothing is there.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable.
Well, it's happening, so it is believable. So.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
I'm excited to discuss Tolkien and his work.
All right. All right. No. Me too. Yeah. Great. Well. Okay, folks. The phones are lighting up. Folks have some questions for you. They want to talk about Tolkien and rock and roll. And great. We got the Hornet Nation's thrilled out there. So, folks, 203-555-2666. Well, thank you again for being here. Let's get our first caller in here. We got to talk to us about it's going to be great.
Excellent.
It's going to be great.
Let's do this.
Yes. First caller, WRGW, you are on the air with Dr. Hornet in the Hornet's Nest. Welcome. Hello. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, man. This is Declan calling in from New Haven.
This is what? Wait. Repeat your name for me. What was that again? Your first name?
Declan.
This is Declan. Whoa. That's a rock and roll name, Declan. I love it. Declan.
Thanks, man.
Thank you for calling. We got a now
New Haven, Connecticut, home of rock and roll.
Oh yeah. Now this guy's talking my language, Professor. I love it. Dumblebee, I love this guy. Now we've got a Professor Dan Emmons here in the studio. My friend, you got a question for him?
Yeah, I do, Doc. Yeah, I do. So Professor, my question is Led Zeppelin, quite possibly the greatest rock band of all time,
I mean,
bar none.
Up there.
Yeah, there's a lot of Lord of the Rings references in their songs.
That's
like
right.
if you follow the liner notes, like if you're looking through the lyrics, there's a lot of like there's Gollum and Ringwraith shit in there.
Absolutely,
I just want to know like what's the deal with all that, man?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you're aware here, but the Lord of the Rings was very popular in the 70s. Of course, it was published throughout the 1950s, July 1954, November 1954, and October 1955, to be exact. But this incredible work of fantasy drew the attention of the counterculture movement in the decades to come. Older listeners of your program, Dr. Hornet, may have seen Frodo Lives written on street signs or subway cars. And if you think about it, this does make perfect sense. The adventures of Frodo and Samwise battling against the forces of a fallen Maia, trusted lieutenant of Melkor. Apologies, you would know this character by the name of Sauron. So, of course, activists would find common ground with the simple hobbits Frodo and Sam, and their fantastic journey through the realms of the Elf Queen, the jagged rocks of Imin Mule, the fearsome fortress of Minas Morgul.
Okay.
Why, I would say it's enough to encapture even a long-haired rock and roll musician. So I hope that answers your question here.
Okay, Declan, did that answer your question?
For the most part, I think probably... that's fine.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Declan, all right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for your call.
Hey, Doc.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
No, that's okay. As long as I had like a follow-up question.
Oh, I would love to hear it. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Please.
Not for the professor, though.
Well.
Just for you, Doc.
Okay, good. Yeah. Okay. All right. Sure. Yeah. What's up, Declan? How you doing?
Long time fan of your work.
Oh, thank you.
Big time fan of your work.
Yeah, keep it going. Keep it rocking out there. We love it.
I could be completely mistaken, but I was out at the Stop and Shop the other night, about 7 p.m. And there was am I crazy? Or were you also at that Stop and Shop? Because it looked like there was some stuff going down.
Yeah, you know what? Am I crazy?
No, Declan, you're
actually you're right on the money here. Let me just clear the air here because some people may have okay. I'm sorry, Professor, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Let me just talk about that. I wasn't expecting to even talk about this, but I'll talk about it a little bit. All right. Declan, I was at the Stop and Shop. I'm a big Stop and Shop fan. I love that place. You know, when they were on strike, I was supporting those workers. I really love that place. Yeah, and I was minding my own business. I was just there listening to my I've talked about this on previous shows, my Pono player, Neil Young's Pono player, with my Sennheiser HD650s playing the I was listening to Fire and Water by Free, had it cranked all the way up. And yeah, with those headphones, they have the little speakers outside of them for better audio quality.
Yeah, yeah.
And the sound does leak a little bit. It's fine. It leaks a little bit. Other people can hear my music. And I don't know who it was. I'm sorry. Sorry, Professor. I don't mean to. I won't go off on this for too long. Someone ratted me out to the manager of this place. Some rat ratted me. And so I get this manager, this guy, and I'll say his name. His name is Patrick Buckley. Don't like this guy. He comes over to me.
Let's get that name on the air.
Yeah, Patrick, let's get it on the air. I'll make sure, Dumblebee, we're not bleeping the name out. Patrick Buckley, we're keeping this on the air. Professor, I'm sorry, just one more second.
Okay.
And he tells me to turn my music down. And guess what? I said no. I said, show me the sign. Where's the sign on your door that says you can't listen to music as loud as you want and as freely as you like and whatever music you want? I think he was scared of the rock and roll, I think is what the deal was. And
Fair enough.
Yeah, and he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. He couldn't show me the sign. We exchanged words, and yeah, he ejected me. I was ejected from the store, and I left. And I left voluntarily. All right, let's say I decided to. It was more of a political thing. I decided to get out of there. But as I was on my way out, I wanted to leave a mark. All right, I left a mark, and
that's
so
fair.
I kicked over the Entenmann's display, the little Entenmann's donuts.
Yeah, man.
Those
Hell
crumbly
yeah.
donuts, trash food. I kicked it over. I did everyone a favor by kicking that crap over. Excuse my language. Sorry,
no, that's
Professor.
All right.
I'm sorry.
You gotta speak it to the man. Okay.
And then some 19-year-old security kid took me out. And then they took me out of there. And then and I was told I was banned from the store. So fine. I'm banned from Stop and Shop. All right, Declan. That's the truth of it. All right. I listen. It's okay. I'm a little prickly about it, but it's fine.
That's just respectable. People got a right to know, man.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely, and people got a right to know what these people's policies are. That's the important. All right, I'm not going to get too into this. This is not what the show is about. Declan, thank you very much.
Thank you for the specifically the Tolton question.
And maybe stay away from Stop and Shop. Just do me that favor. These people, it's a political.
Everybody stay away.
Yeah, everyone stay away.
Let's find that manager, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll look into it. Declan, thank you very much. Have a great night.
All right, peace out, man.
Have a great night. So, Professor, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk too much about the Stop and Shop thing. That was not intentional.
Well,
the caller brought it up. I won't talk about it for the rest of the night.
I would like to offer my condolences. This is a tough situation. It's not unlike the tale of Boromir, son of Denethor.
Right.
He himself was a prickly character and not immune to the seduction of power. But he was an accomplished son of Gondor. He protected the Fellowship of the Ring through many perilous encounters, and despite a moment of weakness in the face of magic, Boromir died in an act of bravery, defending the hobbits. And in his death, Boromir defended the honor and grandeur of Gondor itself.
Okay, all right.
From the rugged plains of Anor.
Okay, all right.
The glittering spires.
I appreciate it. Professor, thank you very much. I appreciate
minus
it.
Minus Tirith.
No, it's very nice of you to say that I remind you of somebody in ways of... Boromir?
Boromir.
Oh, okay, fine. All right.
Son of Denethor.
Yeah, okay, he's in the book. Great.
He's
well,
in the book.
It's already been. It's already very, very interesting. Let's put a song on. We get to get some more rock and roll going, Professor, here. Take a listen to this, and I think you're going to really like it, because it's called the full name of it. It's by a band named Camel.
Uh-huh.
It's Nimrodel, The Procession, The White Rider. This is a Lord of the Rings track. So
excellent.
I think you should really, we're going to turn this up. This is Camel, folks, off the album Mirage. Nimrodil, the procession, the White Rider. WRGW 106.1. Keep listening. We're going to be back with the professor coming up after this.
I'll be here.
Thank you. Keep listening. Rockin' stuff. Oh yeah, gotta love it. They do not hold back in this track, folks. Camel. That's the last part there called The White Rider. Nimrodil. And I believe that's a reference to this Gandalf guy. Gandalf the White, Gandalf the Gray, Gandalf the White, I think. But yeah, that's from Mirage. Camel. Great okay. track. I love it.
Sure.
Professor, how did you feel? Did you enjoy that? I thought it pretty rocking. How'd you feel about that? Because I don't know if that Gandalf guy, maybe they wrote like some songs about him in the books, you know? Like,
well, correction to you there,
yeah,
Doctor.
Interim.
Gandalf himself was never the subject of song. In any case, written by Tolkien.
Right. Well, he was in this song, this rock and roll track.
I can only speak of my knowledge of the Lord of the Rings and Middle-earth. It does stand to reason that as a figure of historical significance, Gandalf would have been at least the subject of some tavern songs or maybe a child's rhyme in Middle-earth. So that's pretty interesting.
Okay. Are you can I ask?
Yes.
I mean, I don't want to be blunt about this. What you into, are you into, you know, like heavy rock, like 70s rock? You know what I mean?
No,
a lot of great, like, Lord. No.
No.
Just bold, like a bold, are we talking about like a, not that into it, just a straight up no?
It's a two-letter word, no.
All right. What are you into? What music do you like?
I don't listen to much myself.
Much music at all, you're saying?
Just at all. I don't listen to much. No, I when I do listen to it, I like groups like they Might Be Giants. I think they're very whimsical. There's this this rap artist, MC Frontalot.
Who is that? What is it?
MC Frontalot. He does many humorous raps about things that would be considered nerdy, and as you can tell, I myself am something of a nerd.
What kind of nerdy things? Like, what? I don't know what that is. Oh boy! All right.
Why don't you put it on a track next time we do a song?
No, that's all right. I don't think I want to put it on the air. I don't know.
All right. If you're getting into the Lord of the Rings, I think this
is about like calculators and stuff like that.
Well, not quite, but if we put on a song, I think you'll have a good time. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Okay, let's get another caller on here. Oh boy! All right, not into rock. Okay, fine. It's fine. That's not what you're here for. It's whatever. Let's get another caller on the line. Great. All right, WRGW, you are on the air with Dr. Hornet. You're in the Hornet's Nest. Welcome. Who do I got? Who do I got on the line here?
Hi, this is Shelly from Shelton.
Shelly from very nice. Shelly from Shelton. Well, that's very appropriate. Shelly,
yeah.
Welcome to the show. You are here in the Hornet's Nest. We do have the professor here. We've got Professor Dan Emmons here.
Hello.
Preeminent. Okay, very excited. Okay.
Nice to talk to you, Shelly from Shelton. How are you?
All right.
Oh my goodness. Dr. Emmons, I am so excited to talk to you. I can't even tell you how many times
you know,
I've Shelly, read your book.
I want to apologize for just a second. I don't mean to cut you off here. I'm sorry. Just for a second, I'm so sorry. I just want to say, I said I wasn't going to bring this up. Professor, I'm sorry. This Stop and Shop thing, this has been rolling around in my head. It's just right. I'm sorry. It's just unfair. It's just unfair. This Patrick guy is just he's a creep. I don't think I made it clear enough before. I think I was trying to be nice. I think this guy is a creep and a loser, and I think it was wrong. That's my grocery store. That's where I go to shop. Music was a little loud once. It's not a big deal. That's all I got to say. And the music was good too. So I don't know what the problem. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut. Shelly, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please ask your question. I don't mean to cut you off. I apologize.
Excellent.
Okay. I can talk now?
Yeah, go ahead. I am so sorry. Yeah. It's been a little bit of a weird week. Shelly, please continue. Please go ahead.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Dr. Emmons, mm-hmm. I can't even tell you how many times I have read your book, Rings and Things, The Story of J.R.R. Tolkien.
Oh, thank you. That's very
kind. It is an honor to speak to you.
It's a popular book.
So excited.
All right.
I'll be honest, I never have listened to this show before. I probably never will again. But when I heard that you were going to be on it, I had to call in.
Well,
interesting thing to say.
Yeah.
I truly appreciate it.
Yeah. So I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about Saruman.
Oh,
like,
yes.
He was the head of the White Council. How is it that he became an evil servant of Sauron when Gandalf didn't? What's the difference there? Were they so different?
That's an excellent, excellent question, Shelly. First of all, I would like to congratulate you on correctly identifying that Saruman was the head of the White Council. Too many people, casual readers, erroneously say that he was the head of the wizards, which is patently ridiculous.
So yeah.
I would like to. I recognize that you are a true scholar of Tolkien.
Oh my goodness.
That said, being very powerful or learned does not inure one to the effects of dark magic, a metaphor perhaps for the Christian concept of sin. But I believe Tolkien spoke to a deeper and more universal truth. After all, the quote-unquote ringwraiths, they were powerful kings of men and still fell into the dark, shadowy servitude. I believe it was Gandalf's humility, not his wisdom, that saved him from Sauron's wicked devices. Despite Gandalf being of a nominally lower wizard status, it was his
very
modesty.
Very good. Very interesting. I got to say that's, all right, very interesting answer to a question. Interesting that you'd say that you don't listen to the show. That's great. Interesting thing to just kind of say. I don't know. All right, great. This Saruman guy, who is this? Sounds like a tough, this Saruman. You keep referencing the Saruman guy. Yes. Maybe ask my own question, if you could, Professor.
Sure. I'm here.
Because I read a little bit of these books. Was he one of these, I know the... In the Led Zeppelin, the Battle of Evermore, they reference the Ring Wraiths. I know that the Ring Wraiths ride in black. Was he one of those Ring Wraiths? Those guys.
Am I understanding correctly that you believe Saruman is one of the? Let me make something absolutely clear. Saruman was not. A ring wraith.
Okay. All right.
No.
Okay. Dr. Hornet, please. The ring wraiths were nine kings of men. They were enslaved by Sauron after he gave them rings of power. So, of course, Saruman is not a man at all. He is a...
He's an Ainur. Yeah.
That's
an ancient
correct.
Being created by the gods.
Excellent. Oh, common mistake.
Shelley,
that's just an intense mistake of me to
yes.
make, to not know that he was an Ainur. Of course,
honestly,
I should have known.
Comparing
of course,
Saruman
I should have known.
To
that.
A mortal man is a
terrible mistake on my part. I should have known. Should have known that. Yeah, very ignorant.
Oh, it's
very ignorant.
Honestly, it's baffling.
Yeah, no, you're right. Terrible of me to do that to someone who. Someone who's walked into the studio for the first time and someone who doesn't listen to my show. So, Dumblebee, hang up on the caller, please. Thank you very much for your call. Hang up. She out. Good.
That was an excellent caller.
Yeah, great. I love that calling in. And, folks, I really appreciate if you call in and just let me know how frequently you listen to the show and whether or not you plan on continuing to listen. That really puts me in a good mood. You know,
I thought that was an exceptional call.
Yeah, great. No, it was a very good question. Very good. And I really
she
made
clearly knew.
She really knew. And I really blew it.
Yes.
I really blew it because I didn't know.
Yes, you did.
That.
But that's why
thinking
I'm
about
here.
The Saruman guy. Didn't
Saruman.
Know it. Darum, yeah. Well, whoops. Blew it again. Blew it again. Didn't I? Sorry.
Right. He is not quite a guy. He is
all right. Fair enough. I went to the Big Y this morning. This is negative. I have negative thought. Hornet Nation, I have negative thoughts going through my head, and sometimes you have to just let them out. I had to go to the Big Y this morning.
Are we talking about Lord of the Rings?
And no, we're not. So could you pause just for a second? Professor, I'm sorry. Could you pause for just a second, please? I had to go to the Big Y this morning. Terrible. The deli meat was trash. Trash. I may as well have been eating food out of the garbage. All right? I might as well just do that. Instead of shopping, I just pick food out of the trash because it's better than Big Y. And they don't have a gas pump. So, folks, I want people, maybe people can tell me and call in and ask, where am I going to spend my gas rewards points now if I can't go to Stop and Shop? What, are they just gone? They just disappear? I just let them expire? Professor? Where do you shop? Do you shop at Stop and Shop?
I do.
You do? Yeah.
That's right.
You know what I'm talking about.
It's a
this is in you know
store,
exactly
yes.
what you're talking about.
Well, I know about Stop and Shop, and I know about the world of Middle Earth.
But I'm talking about Stop and Shop. That's what I'm asking you about.
It's a wonderful.
That would be terrible to lose Stop and Shop. Well, how would you feel if you were banned from Stop and Shop? Would you take it sitting down? You wouldn't. Yeah,
I'm not in that position. I really can't say.
All right. Okay. Fine. It's fine. It's fine. So please. All right. Let's get some more callers in. Folks want to ask the professor a question. Great. Interesting. Well, let's just bring another caller on.
Excellent.
Let's bring another caller here, after all. Yeah, of course. Great. WRGW, you are on the air with Dr. Hornet. You're in the Hornet's Nest. Welcome. Who do I got on the line? Who do I got?
Oh, well, in dwarvish languages, my name would be a secret.
Okay.
The voice is familiar to me, though.
I'm just kidding.
Hi, Professor. It's Rosa Tilley.
Rosa, oh my goodness.
Rosa.
Thank you so much for the call.
All right. This is Rosa. Welcome to, welcome to the show. Rosa, where are you calling from?
Oh, well, I'm calling from Tallinn, but
right.
The professor might remember me from the University of New Haven.
Of course, Rosa, one of my greatest pupils. I'm so happy to be
here.
How are you doing up at the University of Connecticut?
Oh, great. I mean, I'm currently studying Shakespeare, but as we both know, that inferior author, they just didn't have a Tolkien class here.
Okay,
oh, well,
great.
I just called because I heard your voice and I wanted to talk to you.
Wonderful.
Just so much more about the languages of Tolkien and Middle Earth. I mean,
I have
a question for you, Professor, if you don't mind.
Of course.
Okay. All right.
So, as we both know, all of Tolkien's great works are clearly translated from the original languages of Middle-earth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have to read it in English, which is just unfortunate because I'm sure so much is lost in translation. But if
Absolutely.
You could read, like, maybe the Silmarillion or the Lord of the Rings in one of the original Middle-earth languages, which one would you choose?
Well, I would just have to say, I first of all love this question, Rosa. Thank you so much. I would expect nothing less from one of my star pupils. And as some of the listeners might not know, I discussed in a senior writing thesis class the importance of linguistics and literature and used Lord of the Rings and the work of Tolkien as a main drawing point. So I love this question. I love to hear questions like this. And Rosa, thank you so much. I would go so far as to say the obvious answer is Westron.
Right.
But unfortunately, no such work exists. Tolkien never blessed us with an original Westron rendition of his tales, though he left tantalizing tastes of what the story might look like.
You know, Professor, we have an hour, so if you could just talk like a little bit, like what it is you're saying, if you could just go like a little bit. I don't want to rush.
Please, Dr. Hornet, please.
Okay.
An example of this.
Right, let's say it on my show.
Some
say that, talk to me
of
like that.
Our readers, some of the readers know Samwise Gamgee, but Tolkien knew him by his original Westron name, which was Banazir Galbazi.
Amazing.
Tolkien chose Samwise so that modern English readers would be more familiar and comfortable with the character. Needless to say, it would be very thrilling to read a version of Lord of the Rings in perhaps Quenya or Sindarin or even Entish, but I believe that would be a very long book.
Yes.
Great. Fantastic.
I love it.
Okay. Illuminating. I love it. It's great. Can I? Okay. All right. All right. I don't mean to interrupt, Professor. Don't mean to interrupt you.
You did
here.
Though.
Okay. Fine. Then I did mean to interrupt. Fine. So let's stick to it then. I interrupted you, Rosa. Thank you for calling. Can I ask? Have you uh-huh. listened to the show? Have you listened to the Hornet's Nest? Here on WRGW,
no,
have you listened to this show before?
No.
All right, so that's question one. Question two, do you know the bands, like Camel, Led Zeppelin, these bands, Marillion, these rock and roll bands from the same? How familiar are you into these bands? You listen to them?
I mean, frankly, I kind of resent that Zeppelin has profited so much off of Tolkien's work.
Thank you very much
words.
For your time. That's a,
if
so
you
that's a no.
Write fan
Rosa, thank
fiction,
you. That's
thanks
a,
very much for your time.
You can just
Dumblebee,
write it for fun.
Please
not
disconnect.
Financial gain.
Disconnect the phone. Thank you very much for your time.
I do believe that was an excellent question.
Good.
I don't know if you know
Great.
This, Dr. Hornet.
I'm happy
Tolkien
that it was an excellent
did not
question.
Satisfy himself by inventing one or two languages. He devised many more,
okay.
or at least the beginnings of them. Galdagrin,
I can't
Rehork,
not keep my head
Black
straight.
Speech,
can you,
which is actually
can you,
spoken mainly
you can,
around
you can,
the
you don't have to, Each when you talk, you, just, you don't have to keep going like that. You can stop maybe after just a couple of things that you say and just leave it there. You don't have to go through the whole thing. It's fine. You can pause yourself. It's totally fine. We got an hour to fill. You don't have to worry about filling up time, Professor, because we got a lot to talk about here, all right?
So thank do you. I. Many people call it Elven. It's actually Elvish.
All right.
You could actually easily spot a fraudulent Tolkien scholar if they
God.
Let slip Elven. And trust me, if someone uses Elven, they don't even begin to understand Tolkien's linguistic work.
God.
So,
all right.
Just all a right. heads up for all of you listeners out there.
Heads up to all listeners out there. If you don't know the difference between those things, I don't know what the guy's saying. Dumblebee, I don't know.
I thought it was very clear.
I don't know. Great, thank you. Dumblebee, I can't. This Stop and Shop thing is just driving me nuts, and it's fine. Dumblebee, you don't. Okay, I know. It's just driving me. I can't stop thinking about the thing. It just ruins the whole week. It's every week is just made worse. I'm on edge. I gotta drive up and drive down. It's just not convenient for me. Dumblebee.
Will we be discussing?
Let's put a song on. Let's put this is a song called Lothlorien. It's by this band Argent. You into this band? Don't answer the question. Let's just play it. This is from 1971's Ring of Hands. It's Lothlorien by Argent. Let's play it. Rock and roll. Remember, this is a rock and roll show. Remember, let's play it. Thanks. WRGW. Keep the radio turned up. Great.
A growing shadow beneath the sun. Some tells of
rocking stuff. It is a rock and roll show. It is the Hornet's Nest rock and roll. That's what the show is. We play rock and roll music. And that was Lothlorien by Argent. Pretty rockin'. From Ring of Hands, 1971. Keeps rocking. Keeps on rocking. It's great. That's a great track. Do I even really need to? I would ask you if you heard the song, but I'm sure that you don't. It's named Lothlorien. It's a right? You into it? Were you into that?
No, I would say that.
All right. Shock of the century.
The genre of rock and roll could do no justice to Caras Galdahan, the capital of Lothlorien.
All right. Okay. Great.
Much less do justice to the Golden Wood itself.
Just keep going.
We
keep
are
going.
Talking about keep the going. Very heart of Elvendom.
Yeah.
In Middle Earth.
I just love it that when you get on something. You just go, and you really just don't pause at any point. You just go with it. Great. No. It's great.
You
it's great.
Asked
it's
me
great.
To clear my
I did.
To discuss this.
And I'm very happy that you're here. Thank you for coming on. It's great. I'm saying it in a negative way at all.
Well, that's good.
Let's get some more. It's been very illuminating for everyone, for the listeners. So let's get another call. We got more people calling, so let's get another. Oh boy, let's get another caller on the air. All right, WRGW, you are on the air with Dr. Hornet. You are in the Hornet's Nest. You're here with the professor.
Hello,
Dan Emmons. Welcome. Who do I got on the line?
Hi, it's Janice from Branford. I'm so excited to be talking to you, Dr. Hornet.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for repeat your name for me one more time. I'm sorry, just to make sure I get that right.
This is Janice from Branford.
Great town. I love Branford. Janice, thank you so much for your call. Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in. Do you have anything for the professor here? You want to let me know what's on your mind here?
Oh, I mostly just called to talk to you about Big Y. I hate Big Y. I work at a daycare down on Alps by Shore Beach Preserve, and I have to go to Big Y when I'm getting like PB&J stuff for work, and it is the worst.
Right? Thank you.
It is the worst.
Ugh. It's terrible.
The layout is terrible. They call themselves a world market, but they're not selling Boar's Head. It's like, I don't know what world you're in.
They don't have Boar's Head. Yeah, they don't have the Boar's Head. That's the stuff that I like. They don't have the Boar's Head. It's a maze in there. You don't know where anything is. Ugh.
Chips are in aisle 5. Who would put chips in aisle 5?
Yeah,
it's I'm going to aisle 2. I'm going to aisle 3. I want to be by the soda.
Yeah, because they don't want you to. They don't want you to have a good time. They want to confuse you. They want to make sure that you.
They want to confuse you.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. You're on the Janice. You're on the money here. It's a junk, trashy place. I cannot stand the Big Y.
I was talking to my friend Valerie, and she said that every time she goes, that there's no samples in the free samples bins, and I said the same thing.
Yeah.
So I think it's a conspiracy, and they never put free samples out. They're just lying to you.
I think you're onto something, Janice. This is a bombshell, and I think you're onto something here. I think it is a conspiracy. I think it's a conspiracy, and I think this Big Y. And this is where I got to go. I have to go to Big Y now because they kicked me out of the Stop and Shop, I'm beside myself. I'm not happy about it. I'll be honest with you. Not happy about it.
If I worked at a Stop and Shop, I don't know what I'd do. I'd stop. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'd stop my whole life.
Yeah.
Stop and Shop at my house, I get the Boar's Head, I get free samples, I'm living my life.
Yeah, it's great. I would say Stop and Shop is great if they hadn't banned me, if they hadn't...
You should take legal action.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. You're right. You're absolutely right. That's a... Janice, thank you.
Super villain discrimination.
Yeah, thank you. Dumblebee, write that down, Dumblebee. Super villain discrimination. That's the absolutely.
They are not allowed to discriminate. Are they going to discriminate against every felon? I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's right. I don't think that's what Stop and Shop Corporate is about.
Yeah. Thank you. And there ain't no sign in there saying I can't listen to my music. There's nothing in there that says I can't listen to my music and be a. I'm a supervillain out there in public. So they gotta push me around. Not the first time, not the last time. But thank you, Janice. This is a breath of fresh air. Thank you, because we had some folks on.
Does she have a question for me?
Okay, all right, Janice. Do you? I'm sorry. Do you have a question? We have the professor here, the Dan
Hi,
Emmons.
Janice.
He wants to talk
I'm
about
here especially to talk to callers. So yeah. I would love.
I brought
question.
Him in here to talk
what
about.
You're talking about elves and whatever.
Yeah, this Lord of the Rings thing, this Tolkien stuff. Yeah, you heard about this. Yeah. I don't know if you have a question. Yeah. He wants a question. He wants to talk about this thing. So if you got a question for the guy.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, fine. Not the important issue, but whatever.
Yeah.
The Hobbit movies, they're bad. We agree?
You into these movies? The movies, right? They made the movies. The Hobbit movies, the Lord of the Rings movies, right? The Professor?
I would just say that it's... No CGI is as powerful as the human imagination, so I don't even bother with the stuff. They can't compare to...
Not even the elves one?
Yeah. What about the elves?
Janice, I don't even know what you're talking about, to be completely honest. So,
all right, I'm sorry.
You don't know anything about the Lord of the Rings movies.
Yeah, the movies. These are very popular films. I think one of them won the statuette.
They won not just one. They won a bunch of them.
Yeah. Thank you, Janice. Thank you. Yeah, this thing won awards.
I don't bother with that.
All right, you did. So this you don't watch. Okay. All right. Have you seen them?
You never even seen them in IMAX.
Yeah, IMAX with the big. It's probably. I've heard it's a pretty cool thing. This IMAX thing.
No.
You see the
it's
whole
like
thing.
You're taking a trip to New Zealand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like you're
Why
going to
would
New
I
Zealand.
Go to a trip to New Zealand when I could visit Middle Earth in my imagination.
All right, all right. So that's the verdict here. Great.
That's a big wide chopper if I've ever heard one.
It seems like a big. Seems like a big black hole in this guy's knowledge here, Janice. Thank you very much for the call. I'm going to consider this discrimination thing, the supervillainy thing that they're doing to me, and it's I'm not happy about it. So I appreciate you giving me a call. As a life preserver here. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for
Good
your
luck,
call.
Dr. Hornet.
Thank
I
you
believe
very
in
much.
You.
I appreciate it, Janice. Thank you. Keep listening. Hopefully, we'll get to some music soon. So keep the radio turned up. Thank you very much for your call. Yeah, that Patrick guy, the manager, dude. Yeah. This guy was pushing me around, and I think the supervillainy factored into it. I wouldn't be surprised. He's the manager, so he can push Dr. Hornet around. He gets to push a supervillain around. That's pretty exciting, right?
If I may, Dr. Hornet, I would just say that this whole situation reminds me of the Battle of Bywater.
Oh, God. All right.
This is one of those scenes that Peter Jackson saw fit to remove from the story in his quote-unquote cinematic work.
All right. Well, you
Saruman,
have to cut things
see,
for time
taken
sometimes.
Control of the Shire while Frodo and the rest were away.
Yeah.
Sauron's thugs enslaved the peaceful hobbits of Hobbiton.
Well, those movies were already like 3 hours, so maybe he had to cut
it
for time. Maybe
it's
he didn't
a very
need time.
Poignant moment in the book. The four hobbits gathered their families, and they easily dispatched Sauron's henchmen, who were
Let's get another caller on the line because this guy's going to be rattling. This guy's going to be jawing off.
Peter Jackson.
Dumblebee,
is a better storyteller than Tolkien.
I am at my wit's end. I'm getting there, Dumblebee. We better watch out. We better be careful here because it's getting a little dangerous now with the way things are going.
Perhaps a caller. Maybe.
Let's take a caller.
That's a great idea.
Great idea.
I would love to answer any question about the works of Tolkien.
All right, let's just get another caller on. WRGW, you are on the air with Dr. Hornet. You're in the Hornet's Nest. You're here with the Professor Dan Emmons. Welcome. Can I get your name, where you're calling from?
Professor Emmons, thank you so much for taking my call. This is Dennis Colby. I'm in Stratford.
Hi, Dennis. Thank you so much for calling the show.
I took your call.
I have to admit.
All right.
I'm a little nervous. I mean, I can't believe I'm finally talking to Professor Emmons. I'm such a huge fan of Tolkien's work.
That's very kind of you, and yes, I as well.
I have a question, but it needs a little bit of a backstory.
Please.
So the other day, I became the proud owner of a dachshund puppy who I named Trotter.
Trotter, yes. Very good. Just to explain... Dennis, people might not be familiar, but to the listeners who don't know, Aragorn, known early in the story as Strider, was once called Trotter in an early draft. So that is a very whimsical name, Dennis. It's very, very good of you.
Oh, well, I'm honored that you think so. So to my question, in honor of Trotter, the newest member of the Colby compound, could you tell us a little bit about the significance of dogs in Middle Earth?
Wow, that is an excellent question. I don't believe I've ever been asked that. I would say the role is very significant. Fans will remember, of course, Grip, Fang, and Wolf, the three farmhounds of Farmer Maggot. Frodo, of course, was terrified of Farmer Maggot's dogs after being chased off by them many, many years before the start of Lord of the Rings, of course. But there are magical dogs, too, in Tolkien's world. Gorgamoth was an evil hound who guarded Melkor, as if a being as powerful as Melkor needed guarding. But Huon was a more noble dog, gifted from Celegorm the Fair. And Huon was actually blessed with the ability to speak three times in his life. Huon used one of those moments to aid the elf maiden Luthien, who you probably know from the tale of Beren.
Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hello there. Hi there.
Who is this?
Hi. Is this Patrick Buckley on the line right now?
Yeah.
Let me clarify. Let me just clarify. Is this the Patrick Buckley who is the manager of the Stop and Shop at 150 Wally Avenue, New Haven, Connecticut 60615?
Yeah, that's me. Who's calling?
You know who this is. Come on. Don't you recognize the voice? You recognize the voice, pal? Dr. Hornet. You know that? Dr. Hornet.
Oh,
you know who this is.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So
hi.
Unfortunately, I do know who this
Hello.
Is.
Hello.
Yeah.
How you doing,
mm-hmm.
buddy? How's it going?
Well, I'm playing with my kid.
Uh-huh.
I put her to sleep. It's bedtime. I'm kind of wondering a lot of things. I expected you to confront me.
I'm wondering some things too. I'm also wondering some things, to be honest with you.
Okay. Well, how'd you get my number? I've never given it to you.
That's none of your business. That's not for you to know and not for me to say. And so, and that's not something you got to worry about. So how about you, let's talk. You made an interesting decision. I was at, hanging out at your, one of your little stores there, or the one that you
yeah,
manage.
The store that I manage.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And, what's the problem, buddy? You got a problem with me? Let's air
problem
this out.
Your band.
The problem is I'm banned.
I'm not going to list it.
Yeah. The problem is, well, that was your, that's your choice. That's a decision you made.
Yeah. Well, you threatened my staff.
Oh, please.
You threatened me. You destroyed merchandise.
Oh, come on.
And I mean,
that's a destroy. I kicked over one thing. I kicked over one Entenmann's thing. That's all I did. Come on now. Come on. Yeah, be a baby. Yeah. You ever take never got a little bruise once in a while? Come on. Come on, pal.
Okay. Look. No, I'm not going to reverse the decision. I don't know how you got my number.
Not your business.
This isn't the right way to settle this, okay?
All right. No.
There are proper channels.
No. Oh, the official channels. I love it. Yeah, the official channel. No.
Yeah, you go
this
to,
is
yeah,
my
yeah,
channel,
yeah,
pal. Pal, hey, guess what? I got news for you. No. I got news for you, buddy. You are on the air. You are on the Hornet's Nest right now. My radio show on 106.1. WRGW, you're on the air. Everyone can hear you in Connecticut. Everyone in the country can hear you, pal. All right? Okay?
Look,
the official channel. I have made it the official channel. All right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you called me at my house.
Yeah, yeah.
Put me on the radio without my permission.
That's right. Damn no. right.
Unacceptable.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, all unacceptable. Right, no. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's a real problem for me. Right, unacceptable. I'm scared.
Yeah, you know what else
I'm
is going to be a problem for you?
Okay.
So, as long as I'm on the radio without my permission, how about I tell all your listeners what you're like?
Oh, please. Huh? I love it. I love
I'm
it.
I'm sure they would
I love,
love
to
hear that.
Please, go for it. Go for it, pal. Do it.
Okay, yeah, you've been coming to this Stop and Shop for years, right?
Yeah, years.
Every
that's
time
right, years.
We see your POF car pull into the lot. We are horrified.
Oh,
we're wondering what new horror you're going to bring to us. Today.
Please.
Come in.
Come on.
You just wander around for hours and you're not even high. Like, I would understand that.
No.
But you're just there for hours.
No, I don't do drugs.
Almost half a day weighing oranges.
Mm.
And, it's all this stuff that's just like almost at the edge of being something that can get you banned.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like you know the rules exactly and know what you can get away with. Hogging the Coinstar, like with huge water cooler jugs.
I got coins, man. I got coins, man.
Where do you get all those?
I collect change.
Yeah.
I got to
through the express line with 30 different items.
Well,
you know, anytime there's a song you don't like that comes on, you just stare at the screen, stare at the ceiling and scream for 3 full minutes.
It's bad music. I don't know what to tell you. That's how I react to trash. Trashy
look,
music.
We have an accepted list of songs that we play at the Stop and Shop. I can't even change
accepted.
It, okay? Even if I wanted to, which I don't.
Yeah. Oh, you're into this? You're into this trash. I see how it is. Great. Yeah. Oh, of course. That sounds really great. I love it. Yeah. That's fantastic.
It's like you do all these things that are just on the cusp, just on the edge of something that would break the rules.
I wasn't breaking any rules.
Oh, no. I think you were.
Oh.
You went a little too far, my friend.
Oh.
All right.
Oh.
It's the open back headphones. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You come in here blasting music through open back headphones, which are specifically not permitted
BS.
At my Stop and Shop.
BS trash. Where is it listed? Where's the rule? Show me the sign. I asked you to show me the
by
sign.
The
you couldn't
part,
show it to me. You couldn't show it to
interior,
me.
By the interior, are you going to let me finish?
Oh, please.
I'm about to tell you. I'm about to ruin your world.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love it.
Right by the bathroom.
I love it. He's going to ruin my world. Let's hear it, pal.
It's on the bulletin board right by the bathroom, and It's by the interior cart.
BS.
Drop off.
A lie. It's just a lie.
It's written in pen.
It's just a lie. You just lied. You lied on the air. And that's.
I know
that's,
my own store. All
that's
right?
Your decision to make if you want to lie on the air.
Excuse me, everyone.
And,
excuse me.
Hey.
There's a lot of calls at the call bank.
Okay.
Maybe we should get
shut
back.
Up. Shut up. All right, Patrick, hold on just a second. I'm not done with you. You. Shut up. I am tired of this. Dumblebee, hang up. Anyone who's calling in, hang up.
But this
if they're calling in about the token thing, no. You shut up. Professor, shut up. This is a boring show because of you. You suck. These token books, they are trash. I booked the show a while ago. I thought this was going to be a fun subject. No. No. I am so bored. I can't stand these books. I pick these books up and I pick these things up and I'm going to throw them in the trash. I'm going to throw these in the trash. These are trashy books. Shut up. They're unreadable. The worst people on planet Earth like this trash, all right? So shut up. Shut up. I don't want to hear another word out of you. I do not like you personally either. You're just a bad person, I think. Anyway.
Help.
Patrick, okay, back to you. Sorry. No, you still there, pal? Are you still there?
Oh, I'm still here.
Oh, good. Oh,
I'm
great.
Still here, pal.
Great. It's great. Great. Okay, great. I love it. Well, thanks for airing out your. I'm glad we hashed this out that I was banned for no reason. So it's great. It's good to know. And
No reason. Oh
yeah.
No.
And you
no,
don't like supervillains in your
you
store.
What?
You can say it. You can say
tell
it.
You
don't
what.
Like,
tell
don't
you
like
what.
Supervillains in your
while
store.
While you're going on your little rant there.
Yeah.
I just went on the computer here and I enacted Article 37.
What's
you know
that?
What Article 37
oh,
is?
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Article 37 of the Stop and Shop franchisee contract. All right, so you're not just banned from my Stop and Shop now. You're banned from every Stop and Shop.
No, you can't do that.
Every single one.
You do not. You can't do that. No, you can't. That's
no,
ridiculous.
I do have that power.
That's ridiculous.
It's Article 37.
That's Article 37.
From one Stop
and your
Shop
little
and
your little fascist document
up.
There. I see how it is. Oh, good, great, yeah. I believe
well,
that.
You know,
please, yeah, right. Yeah,
mess
right.
With one franchisee, you mess with all of them. All
oh,
right.
Okay.
I'm feeling
oh.
Pretty good, actually.
Interesting.
I'm never going to see your face again.
Oh, really? Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. We'll see
oh,
about
yeah,
that.
Because
yeah,
you're
we'll
never
going to
come
that.
Into a Stop and Shop. I don't know if you take requests, but how about you play Roadrunner by Jonathan Richman? Because you're only going to be driving past the Stop and Shop with
please.
The radio on at night.
No, please. Oh,
how do you
please.
Feel about that?
Oh, wow. You're really getting me, pal. Really getting me.
Yeah, I feel great.
I love
yeah.
It. Yeah, great. Oh, good. I'm glad you feel good. And I'm glad you feel good about your little jackbooted thuggery here that you've done on the air. I'm glad it makes you feel good. And everyone who listened knows that you feel good about harassing someone. So that's great. I love it. Great. 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 Anything else?
Yeah.
You got anything
my,
else?
My kids are awake.
Okay.
My wife is pissed at me.
Okay.
But
good.
This has probably been the best night of my life.
Oh, really?
So,
wow.
You know, honestly, I want to thank you.
Oh, wow. Oh, great. I'm so glad. I'm so happy for you, Patrick. Thanks so much. Have a great night.
Thanks. You too.
Yeah, great. Don't know what song was he even talking about. I think that's some punk trash, whatever that was. The Roadrunner song? I don't know that. It's another word out of you, and I am going to flip this table over. Another word out of you. I'm serious. Stop. Who needs it? I don't need to stop and shine. I don't think he can do that. I think that was a. I think it's Dumblebee. It's called a bluff. I'm going to the Stop and Shop. I will go to that location. I'll go to the same location. I'll go to every other location and see if this ban holds up. Let's test this out. I'm up for a little road trip. Are you, Dumblebee? How many locations do you think we can hit up in the next week before the next show? Yeah. Oh yeah. I think that's an underestimation. Let's see. Let's see how much pull this guy has. I'd love to see it. Oh boy, this has not been one of my favorite shows. I'm sorry, folks. Oh my gosh, I am sorry, everyone. This is not. Listen, I'll be honest. First of all, everything that he said about me is not true. He lied on the air, and that's fine. People make that choice. If any of the things were true, if there was a nugget of truth, they are exaggerated. So, and secondly, the books are trash. These Tolkien books. No, this is these things are I wouldn't accept one of these things as a paperweight. All right, I don't want these things in my house. I'm throwing them out. Okay, you want to pal? Yeah, I'll let you be on. You want to plug your work? You want to say anything about your book?
Am I allowed to speak?
To say what you want. Say what you want.
Okay,
and don't test me. Say what you want.
I my biography on J.R.R. Tolkien, right. Rings and Things. The story of J.R.R. Tolkien is for sale now in bookstores across America. And I actually write fantasy novels myself. The fifth cycle of the Autumnal Saga is now available. When we last saw our heroes, Corporal Ironhide. And
all right, you're driving me up the wall. Get out. I want you out. You're driving me up the wall. That's it. Done. Thank you. Out. Thank you. Please go. Please leave. Dumblebee. Okay, Dumblebee, thank you. Make sure he leaves. No. Out. Out. I don't want to see him. I don't want to see him. Great.
Could you validate parking?
No. Okay. No, just go. I don't want to hear another word. No, I don't want another word. I just want you out. Thank you very much. Great. Professor Dan Emmons. Great. Thank you very much. Great guest. Great show. This was a bad show, and I wouldn't really say that, but this we went in a different direction tonight. Didn't mean to air out my personal laundry, but I think everyone is on my side on this one, and I think that's what real rock and roll is about: is that you have to fight. You have to fight the system. You got to fight this nerdy garbage. You got to fight the Stop and Shop when they do this to you. You got to fight, folks. I'm gonna put a song on that has absolutely nothing to do with Tolkien. This is a track, folks. Next week we're gonna have we'll be back on track next week. Thank you very much for listening. Sorry I set off a little bit, but that's life. That's rock and roll, baby. We don't know where we're going down the road. And we're going to play a song. I'm going to cool off. I'm going to play a song by Boston from Third Stage, underrated record, 1986. This is Cool the Engines. Let's play it while we say goodnight. Cool Bob and Reynolds coming up, 106.1. Thank you for listening. Have a great night. Thank you, folks.
Thanks for listening to The Hornet's Nest. If you liked what you heard, you can rate and review us on your podcatcher of choice. The Hornet's Nest was produced by Sean Rose and Stephen Winchell, with additional material provided by Grayson Davis. It stars Sean Rose as Dr. Hornet. This episode also featured Stephen Winchell, Adam McCleavy, Gwyn Fulcher, Lauren Fates, Caden McVeigh, Tom Breen, and Patrick Winnegar. Technical production by Eric Arnault. Original music composed by Travis Moore. Additional audio production by Adam Goron. And web hosting comes courtesy of the Nerdlogs. Thanks for listening, Hornet Nation.
You've been listening to The Hornet's Nest. Coming up next, The Cool Bob and Reynolds Show.
Oh, come on, Bob. Close the book on him.
Yeah, you know what? It's a done deal.
Only on WRGW 106.1, Connecticut's number one independent radio station.